Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Surrounded by Love.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, it is here,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who say to you, 'Look, he is there,' or 'Look, here he is. Do not go off, do not run in pursuit, for just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to another, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." I remember as children in the car when we were going to a special place or to visit our favorite relatives, hearing one of us cry out, "Are we there yet?" Jesus lets us know the kingdom is not about places, kings, palaces, or armies. The kingdom is about relationships with others, the good, the bad, and the ugly. No one can announce it with a trumpet blast. When you look around at a holiday table, what do you see? Can you see the food tendered with care? Can you see love? Can you see the relationships remembered in stories? Jesus has often proclaimed the kingdom of God is at hand, but if you are looking for a land or place, you will miss it. The kingdom of God is among us in the eyes of those who can see. In healings, forgiveness, the special holiday, a visit, or phone call. Love is not a place. You cannot put up a sign and have it nailed down there, but it can be a place in your heart. And there are many who say the earthquakes, volcanoes, wars, floods, and storms tell us the world is coming to an end. Extinctions mount, and perhaps humans will be among them if we don't change. But our responsorial psalm reminds us, "Your word is forever, O Lord." In the time of Jesus, there were false messiahs, false prophets, and he said, "Do not listen to them." We must pay attention to the God who surrounds us, love the kingdom into being, and there will be no need to fear. Perhaps Winnie the Pooh said it best, "If ever there is a tomorrow when we are not together, there is something you must always remember. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But the most important thing is, even if we're apart, I'll always be with you." Today, how can we pay attention to the love that surrounds us and share it with others, especially those who suffer greatly?